All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Man.
Know your limit when it comes to drinking.
Yeah, and don't trust the motherfuckers. You know, you got to keep your head on a swivel, niggas, nowadays. You're trying to record shit.
And know your topics before you start the show. That way you can get to them.
Yeah. Also, I learned that, you know, there's levels to trusting motherfuckers. You know, just, yeah. You know, go through the steps.
What I learned is that this nigga is a full convert. He won't say it, and he don't have to say it to me.
Which thing?
Team light skin.
Oh, he's all the way there.
No. He's
I thought you were
going
to say he's an atheist.
No, he's team light skin in the muff. Come on, bro. Yeah, don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging, bro, because this is free shit. Are you team light skin or not?
Yeah.
That's what I said. As soon as I said it was free, right? He like, oh, yeah, she go get her at it.
He thought we wouldn't say anything when they actually hit bump fists, so the listeners wouldn't know.
Yeah, he dapped it up. He's team light skin. He's fucking. Why don't you like to admit it? Because you're dark. You feel like a traitor.
I'm team black women.
Oh,
that's it.
I don't know if your woman's black.
Like, what you mean? She's not black.
Ish.
Cause she's light skin.
She's lighter than me. She's lighter than me.
No, y'all about the same.
And I'm mixed.
But
you're still black, right?
Am I?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Mexico, she's a Mexican. In Puerto Rico, she's a Puerto Rican. I mean,
she can fall for that.
Right. I mean, so
she can fall for that.
Yeah, if she's in Puerto Rico, people could think that she's Puerto Rican.
You on the way out?
Yeah.
That's how you doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want this to go to waste.
Oh, yeah, I can take another.
See?
Yeah, but she's still black. Just like, be honest, yes, he's mixed, but he's still a black guy.
What is she mixed with?
Her? Well, yeah. Both her parents are black. She's just her, I guess.
They're really light-skinned blacks?
One is dark, one's light.
So, but they're both full.
But
black.
Not that dark. Like, I'm still darker than I guess. Yeah, I guess they're both kind of light. You guys, like, one's like Beyonce, one's like J Smooth.
There's only one left in there.
No, I'm good. I gotta take this pain medicine.
Okay, yeah, don't do that then. I learned that niggas is getting old.
Yeah, we getting old.
No. When niggas wake up,
we what, motherfucker? We know. We not
just turn a new age, nigga. What you mean?
He sure did try to he started speaking French and shit. No, nigga. you're still in your fucking mid 20s, bro.
Right.
Like, you cannot be.
I thought mid ends after 20, like once you hit 26.
26 is still
that's not
mid.
A late
still
20s. Mid, no. So when is it late 20s?
28.
Yeah.
28. So 26, 27.
27
still
and
mid?
A half to 30.
Yeah.
To 29.
Right. Oh, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah, you still mid, bro.
Very mid.
Yeah, I mean, like, you just crossed the fucking half field.
And your name is Reggie. You Reggie, nigga. You mid.
For real. Yeah.
Isn't it funny when the nigga that don't smoke gets the good weed joke?
I get it. It's just, I just don't be on that Reggie, so I'd be forgetting that's just a weed.
You're always on that Reggie.
Hey. Like, I'm high end.
Yeah. You're always on that
I'm
Reggie.
I'm high end. But, niggas just waking up with
injuries.
No, and it's not just you. I ain't gonna lie. I wake up more, and I thought it was my mattress cover, like, because I have a mattress cover on my shit.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, like, lumping up or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, maybe I'm just sleeping on lumps because I can't get it flat. Like, I can pull this bitch all the way to the side. And sometimes it'll still have some sag in the middle. I may need to get a queen and put it on the fucking king, and that'll be tight.
What hurts, though?
My back.
You don't have that thing that's, I forgot what it's called, but, like, something you put on top of the mattress, like a little
so you
soft
said a
bag.
Topper.
Well, no, I just got the I just got the juice control thing, so you don't
control.
Nothing soaks. So like if I spill juice, if I spill some juice on my bed, nothing gets to the mattress.
Foam thing.
It's
you
like
put,
a mattress topper.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a foam. Yeah,
I don't have that. But I did get some new pillows, and then those are life. I got some Beauty Rest, fucking king size with the bamboo shit.
I thought you got Mr. Pillow. Those are dead.
But see, yeah, I stopped fucking with that Mr. Pillow. You know what I mean? Because first off, the nigga bailed out a fucking racist. Secondly.
Who? Who do you bail out?
The owner?
The shooter, yeah. The Kenosha shooter.
He's a racist?
He shot a black person.
He didn't.
Oh, they were white people. That's right.
He shot three white people.
That's right. No, I don't know. Yeah, no.
See how shit is.
But no.
See how you niggas do, man.
But hold up. I wasn't using it for that anyway.
See how you niggas do.
A-Love still uses hers. I don't use mine.
Because, see how you niggas do, though.
Because I kept sending it back, right? Because it wasn't firm enough, right?
Right.
But then the thing about it is you have to wash it or dry it or some shit, right? And throw it in the dryer.
Yeah.
And when you do that, that shit firmed up. So it got like a damn near like a rock. It was too hard. I was like, damn it. But I sent that bitch like three times. I was like, no, I want firm, nigga. Did you not hear me the last time?
Well, you said it firmed up.
It super firmed up. Like, so they, the way that
you what you asked for, nigga.
Nah, I don't want that no more. I like that fucking ultra plush fucking bamboo beauty rest shit. That makes me feel like I'm in a fucking high end motel.
Well, good.
Is there such a thing?
As what?
A high end motel?
Let me see.
A hotel.
High end motel would probably be,
then the Holiday Inn, right?
That's not an inn. That's an inn, though, right?
No, Holiday Inn, some of them are motels, but I don't think I would consider that high end. Is it like Hampton, whole, in Hampton Inn motel?
Yeah, Hampton Inn's and Suites. That's a little nicer. Inns and Suites.
But that's a little nicer than fucking Motel 6.
Oh, for sure. No, those are...
Red Roof Inn.
I like the... Oh, mine was the Marriott. I like the Marriott's.
What is a Marriott called? Courtyard?
Courtyard, yep.
Marriott Courtyard. Yeah. They're pretty nice.
Extended Stay, yeah. I think, are the ones like that.
Staybridge.
Yeah.
But those are all suites, though.
Yeah, and so... Because that's where I had spent my honeymoon. Or not honeymoon. Honeymoon? Not honeymoon. The night of my wedding.
Okay.
We stayed at a fucking Courtyard. And that bed.
Yeah.
Them pillows.
Yeah.
That shit was so fucking like, I mean, everything was down from
Too bad they never washed those.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you were sleeping in somebody's semen. Too bad you were sleeping in somebody's semen.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the Marriott does a better job of washing those.
You feel like that?
I would. Yeah, because they charge $100 and something for the room. So I feel like
you can
afford detergent. And I know they do because it smelled like fabric softener. Those cheap ones, all it smells like is bleach.
Yeah.
You know, because they know, like, all I want to do is kill shit so you don't have a lawsuit.
So they both buy bleach.
Right.
And then Marriott buys Febreze and spray on it afterwards.
There we go.
That's all it is.
That's all. Febreze spray. Make me bleed a lot. That's it. Make me bleed a lot. Paint my bed bugs fucking bed color. I don't give a fuck.
Did we miss move? Did we learn anything?
No, he's not here, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, didn't even realize that.
We are used to this, though, so.
It was funny.
I don't think he can be here next week because he's going to need the 14 days.
Yeah. The funny thing is, when I saw the text come across, I didn't even, because it's a group chat, so everybody's name pops up.
Right.
And then his name would be last because he's the person who's actually doing it. But you can't really see that from the lock screen. So all you see is the group name with all the people's names, French Red, Jamie Mac, whatever. And then it says the message, hey guys, I'm not going to be able to be at the show. Since I knew before I even opened it, I knew it was Smooth. Because the first person to say I need to miss, it's going to always be Smooth.
Always. Always. But he did say he was thankful for the show, didn't he? No. He said he recognized the opportunity.
That's the biggest.
Yeah. He said he recognized. I think he's bullshit. Cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's
cheers. Hey, this is to learning some shit.
No, give it back. Give it back to French Reggie. This is the last one. Give it back to his birthday.
We got to know some shit.
Know some shit. Okay.
This is to knowing some shit, French Reggie. Because again, you're getting older, nigga. You can't be It's time to start learning some
shit.
You
got a girl too, man. Somebody got to know something.
Shit, you about to have a master's?
Yeah.
You can't have a master's and not know shit.
This is about to be all bad. This is about to be all bad. This nigga don't know shit and he got a master's. Wow.
Won't speak to higher learning, huh? Very well.
Wow. Like, higher learning needs to shut down.
Well, I mean, or is it just a Florida thing? Is that just like, you know, anybody could get a fucking degree in Florida?
And they don't play. I'm actually a little bit worried. I got them finals. I better come through.
When did you study?
When?
Yeah.
Every day.
You been studying?
Yeah.
Oh.
And working? Or did you quit your job?
No, I just, time management.
She won't let you, huh?
No. But she would come home. I got to pay bills, bro.
She would come home without a master's degree or a job. How long did she give you to get your degree?
She didn't put that pressure on me.
So as long as you're taking 1 hour a semester?
That's what I learned. He just wants to be a better man. She makes him want to be a better man. I seen it in movies. They say that. They're like, you make me want to be a better person.
Why do you think she makes him better?
This nigga wasn't going back to school.
Yeah, how do you know that?
I was always thinking about going back to school.
This nigga was finna live. He was about to be Chinese.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting it in China.
Nah, you ain't getting it in China.
Yeah.
You don't know that math.
don't they come here?
Yeah, but it's still university. You don't think there's universities there?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, but don't.
No, but he could have gone free there probably.
What, like University of Phoenix?
No, they have their own universities. You don't think people in China go to school in China too?
No, I'm just saying, but don't Chinese people like come to America to get education?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, there's American kids that also go to like Beijing and other
countries. I don't know about that.
Cities in China.
See?
And they can go.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the people I work with, a lot of the foreigners that I work with went to school in China and they just stayed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bet. So yeah, no. I learned that it's not just me, but since it was only 4 minutes, you also can't.
What did I do?
You also can't help but bringing up his relationship.
No. It was positive and polite though.
No.
Some ignorant shit.
I've always been positive and polite about the relationship.
This is because you haven't been. That's why this whole thing is a thing.
That's why
now.
This is a thing. Right.
What did I say?
Oh, what haven't you said,
bro? That's what time is it?
is there somewhere in your mind that you have a memory of me saying things that I shouldn't have said?
I have many. You don't want me to start.
You can remember lyrics. I'm trying to ask the nigga that can't fucking remember.
I'll stay out of it.
Sweet. I want to ask that nigga.
I'll stay out of it.
Sweet. I would want to know. Sweet remembers me saying something.
Sweet Reggie.
How do you go? How does Sweet Alabama go? Sweet.
I don't think he could give you a thing that you said.
Because I don't think I have said anything except for I said the boat.
You've always it's not necessarily what you say. It's because you've all it's the consistency. It's like
you hooked up and said it.
It's a hook. It's like a hook. Like you keep repeating it over and over and over again. And by the way, she said it's not a red sweater. It's actually orange.
See, it shows how much I paid attention.
Oh, so she's getting clapped back.
Hold up.
I never talked about a sweater.
Hold
up, sweater? I ain't even seen that one.
Swimsuit.
Correct David Beck on what you're talking about, nigga.
Again, so
it's orange?
Would that not
speak? Yeah, apparently it's orange. I was like, shit look red to me.
That's that rich orange. You know, so when you look at rich clothes, there's the orange will look like, you're like, that's red. No, right. No,
that's Versace orange. So wouldn't that speak to Linton to my argument that I really ain't paying that much attention?
Come on, Mac.
I'm really not.
Come on, Mac.
Is that not like the first, like, I mean, she could be my attorney, right? Nah. Would you allow her to be my attorney?
Come on, what?
She's not
to defend to defend me against these allegations that are fucking fraudulent.
That's not her degree, is it?
Nah.
What's her degree?
She got her master's in sociology because she does like social work and like HR stuff.
Okay.
So does sociology, she know how people think?
Well, Jamie Mack
more like how societies form and work together.
Jamie
Mack like
needs
that.
To settle down. He might be able to get a job through this if you just act right, man. For real.
Like she hiring, yeah, y'all niggas will both be in some hiring positions by the time I'm ready to move on to another job.
Well, no, first, Reggie's not going to be hiring because his is more along the lines of stretching. Like, what's your master's in?
Sports management.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, his specialization is athlete development. So yeah,
I don't think he'd want that. Job he's gonna give you, I don't think he would want.
I'm not gonna be hiring
because he's like, yeah, you could start off with the start off with the little sweaty guys over there. No, I'm not doing that.
Just lean on him. Just pretend like you lean on the wall.
Yeah, but I gotta get through with these finals first. Hopefully, I think I did my thing. I wasn't struggling when I was taking them. So
yeah. Are you the only black person in your program?
Nah, there's a couple of us.
I learned that French Reggie doesn't understand the concept of a prostitute.
Well, he understands it.
I understand
it. He does not.
I understand it.
No, because he like I asked him, I said, you get to do whatever you want. He's like, no.
You can't do whatever you want.
Okay, not whatever you want, but you can stick your whole dick in.
All of it.
You can, but at the same time, you know, you can tell when somebody just can't take it.
Oh no!
Yeah, that matters.
What did it fucking say? Pop say? That's my pleasure.
Who?
Oh no! Fucking
no! That's
Friday,
a difference between
kick a dog's ass. That's my pleasure.
There's a difference between a girl that can't take it, but she's gonna fight through it, and there's a difference between a girl that literally just can't take
it. If you just paid her, guess what she gonna do? Fight through
it. So the only way you would know that is if you had multiple times with both of those women.
Yeah, I've been with women that
but the one that you claim wasn't a fighter through. You don't speak
Chinese, nigga. She might have been doing it in Chinese.
What it is you don't know how to bring the best out of a motherfucker.
That's what it is.
That's what I learned too. You could have brought the best out of that pussy. Oh, what else I learned is that too, you don't give a fuck about sex slaves.
I support sex work.
You support sex work?
Yeah.
So you support, hold on. You support women being prostitutes?
Yes, he pays for them.
Off their own choice, by their own choice. As long as they choosing that, yeah.
So you, in your mind, you've worked it out that those women in that line were by choice?
No, not those women.
He felt like they weren't, and that's why he didn't want to give them none.
But you supported that too, though.
I just couldn't. I had no leverage. Sometimes you gotta know your leverage.
No. You didn't support him. You didn't give him no money.
So what are they saying? What Black Lives Matter been saying? If you don't act out against racism, that like silence is violence.
But he got offered.
If I talked, then it would have been violent.
He got offered an opportunity.
Yeah.
And he
tried to cut him in.
And he couldn't. He could have contributed. He wasn't part of the problem, he thinks. Yeah. I feel like he wasn't part of the solution.
I wasn't part of the solution. No, that's true. Silence is violence.
What I mean is you should have just paid whatever that 50 quote or whatever it was. I don't know. Maybe you don't have confidence in your dick, but I would have blessed her. Because, again, this bitch is about to be a sex slave.
You could have treated her right one last time.
One last time. Hug her. Cuddle her. Show her some
love.
Tell
her, girl, it's going to be okay.
Intertwine your soul with her and send her on her way.
You could have just not even had sex. Y'all could have just talked.
Gosh, you could have let her have a night off.
A little tenderness.
Right. Just been like, listen, hold up. She came in and she's like, what you want to do?
You're actually a bad dude.
And you like, nothing. I just paid for you so you don't have to fuck anybody else tonight.
What accent was that?
That was Russian.
That was not Russian.
That was my Russian.
Do it again. That was an awful Russian accent.
It's got a flow. It just can't.
Ivan Drago is Russian. I don't know what accent you. I don't know what you were doing.
It was probably more.
What do you want to do?
Right. It was probably more Asian.
What is that?
It was probably too goop.
So y'all don't support sex work?
Too buku.
We don't support sex work.
I'm asking you guys.
I learned that no, I do not support sex work. What does that mean? Do I pay prostitutes?
Not necessarily pay prostitutes. Like women that are prostitutes, like by choice, by their own choice.
What do you mean? Do I give them rides?
No. Like, you think it's a legit job?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a legit job.
Sure. I mean, okay. If you're getting paid,
Drug dealing is a legit job.
Yeah. I mean, like.
A lot of men are mad at women that do that. You know?
I'm not mad at them unless they're my daughter or wife.
Mad at them.
Yeah, but a lot of men be talking shit about women that are like selling that OnlyFans.
When you're saying talking shit, what do you mean?
Like, oh, don't fuck with these bitches.
Okay.
Whoa. Don't fuck with. Are you serious? So you wifing a prostitute?
Hold on.
What are we saying, my nigga? What are you saying?
I'm just saying, I don't hate a prostitute because she's a prostitute. No,
right. So the niggas that hate prostitutes are
there's niggas that actually just hate them because they are prostitutes.
No, that's not why they hate them. They hate them because they have to pay them. That's why they hate them. They're like, you bitch, you charging?
They want it for free? Fuck you.
Yes, they want it for free. They've been trying to get pussy for free the whole time. They're like, but you want to charge me, bitch? Fuck you.
I don't hate them, but fuck them. I don't hate.
Listen.
I don't respect it. Is that what you're saying? You respect them?
As people?
Nah, fuck that. As people, yes. As you get up in the morning and go to work, this is what you chose to do. I can't respect that.
Why not?
I just can't.
Is it because it's sex work?
It's because it's illegal.
In some places.
But let's not just look at prostitutes. Let's look at like just OnlyFans or Nevada, porn or.
You remember that miniseries, The Bunny Ranch? I mean that's fucking legal.
I'm not marrying OnlyFans bitch.
No, I'm not marrying her. Right, but
well, that's what he's saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
No, you kind of were. You were trying to judge me. You were trying to judge me for not bigging up motherfucking sex workers. You sound like, no. OnlyFans, you don't like those women?
No, I'm asking you. I'm literally asking you. I'm not even telling you.
So you're dating an OnlyFans chick?
No, not me. I can't do it.
So then how dare you judge me with your words?
Did I judge you?
You were assuming
I'm judging. No, you were kind of. No. I was asking him. I was like, do you guys, I literally said, do you guys support sex work?
So you don't support a girl who does OnlyFans?
Yeah, so I emphasize on the question. Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm judging you.
But if you agree with me, then it seems like you wouldn't have said it that way.
Yeah. No, I agree with y'all. It's because I thought y'all didn't.
Well, he didn't say what he did.
It's because I thought y'all didn't for a second. I thought you guys just said not. Like, I thought you guys were like,
I would support a sex worker if she's, I mean, so what are you talking about? Like,
he was making it seem like he supported sex workers, but now he's saying, oh no, not my bitch.
I would fuck a sex worker. Is that what you're asking me?
No. Support is what he said.
Just support, like how?
Like if you meet somebody and just casually, and she tells you you're a sex worker, and because of that, now you lose respect, where now you start calling her a bitch or
no,
whatever.
Where are your friends at?
What are you doing?
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about this niggas like that, though.
I don't call women. I'll just be, hey, bitch.
But I'm just saying, there's niggas like that literally just come for those women only because they're hating.
If you're a sex worker,
do your thing.
And you maybe have friends that like the fuck too then. Quote unquote, like strippers had the best friends.
Oh yeah,
strippers had the best friends
for sure
because them hoes like to fuck too, and they don't really give a fuck.
Strippers don't like to fuck dudes. Strippers like to fuck women.
Right, but if
dudes have ruined them.
If you are like, you got a chick that likes to fuck dudes too, like she's new to the stripper game, she really got out of
it. I'm not trying to be with none of them chicks. OnlyFans, strippers, prostitutes, none of them.
You know what's sad? I feel sorry for my generation because
that's all y'all got.
Yeah. Like, you know how many girls from college I know that got OnlyFans now? Like, especially since quarantine hit. Like, I'm like, damn, her too? Like, oh, damn. She.
How many memberships you got?
Nah, none. I just know that day when they post the link on Twitter and Instagram.
And motherfuckers be charging for the low.
Yeah, yeah. Like, some of them were like $4.99 a month.
Nigga, three. Yeah. I've seen memberships for $3.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Especially if you get a bunch of motherfuckers kicking in $3. Yeah.
And then when you get in there, you can still tip them and shit like that, too.
Meanwhile, motherfuckers won't buy our premium.
Wait a minute. How's it work when you get in there, French Ranger?
If you want to, you can tip them, too.
So you've been into some people's fans only?
Yeah, yeah. Some girls give you free subscriptions and you can see.
So you're saying you've only used a free subscription? Paid.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know those girls. The girls that gave me the free subscription, they just gave it to me.
So wait a minute. So
how do they make money if they're just giving away shit?
Wait a minute. What are they doing?
They're just playing with themselves, like fingering, playing with a toy. Some of them go bald and show you they're sucking a dude's dick. Yeah, it just depends on.
I heard that some bitches don't show
some
nothing.
Some of them really fucking.
I heard some of them don't show anything.
Some of them don't show anything. Just what bikini pictures.
If you,
like, especially the high-end Instagram models, they just have an OnlyFans. It's the same fucking pictures they post on Instagram. Maybe one is a little bit more naughty, a little bit more.
Oh, who was a famous bitch that said she just naughty. Got a.
One of them is more naughty.
A little bit naughty. You know what I'm saying?
There was a famous chick just got an Instagram.
I think he said naughty.
This is about to be another show.
Right.
We just can't stop rapping.
For real.
Can't stop rapping.
Content on content.
Hey, look, we're going to catch y'all next week.